Chapter 2. She was a professor of art history at Carnegie Mellon, and she was asking him about form. "What is beauty?" she wanted to know, her hand on his arm, guiding him across the gleaming oak floors between the white walls on which his photos hung. "Is beauty to be found in form? Is meaning?" She turned and her hair swung back. She swept it behind her ear with one hand. He stared down at her, at the white part in her hair, at her smooth, pale face.
"Intersections," he said mildly, glancing back to where Caroline lingered by a photo of Nora on the beach, relieved to see her still there.
With an effort, he turned back to the professor.
"Convergence, that's what I'm after. I don't take a theoretical approach. I photograph what moves me."
"No one lives outside of theory," she exclaimed.
But she paused in her questions then, eyes narrowing, lightly biting the edge of her lip. He couldn't see her teeth, but he imagined them, straight and white and even. The room swirled around him. Voices rose and fell. In an instant of silence, he became aware that his heart was pounding, that he still held the envelope Caroline had given him. He glanced across the room again. Yes, good, she was still there, and tucked it carefully into his shirt pocket. His hands were trembling faintly. Her name was Lee, the dark-haired woman was saying now. She was a visiting critic in residence. David nodded, only half-listening. Did Caroline live in Pittsburgh, or had she seen the show advertised and come from somewhere else, from Morgantown or Columbus or Philadelphia? She had mailed letters to him from all these places. And then she had stepped forward out of this anonymous audience, looking so much the same, yet older, tauter, and tougher somehow, the softness of her youth long gone. "David, don't you know me?" And he had, even when he hadn't let that knowledge in. He scanned the room for her again and did not see her, and the first threads of panic began, tiny, pervasive, like the filaments of mushrooms hidden in a log. She had come all this way. She had said she would stay. Surely she would not leave. Someone passed with a tray of champagne glasses, and he took one. The curator was there again, introducing him to the sponsors of the show. David pulled himself together enough to speak intelligently, but he was still thinking of Caroline, hoping to glimpse her at the edge of the room. He had walked away believing that she'd wait, but now, uneasily, he remembered that long-ago morning at the memorial service, Caroline standing on the fringes in her red coat. He remembered the coolness of the new spring air and the sunny sky and Paul kicking beneath the blankets in his carrier. He remembered that he'd let her walk away.
"Excuse me," he murmured, interrupting the speaker.
He walked with purpose across the hardwood floors to the foyer of the main entrance, where he paused and turned back to survey the gallery room, searching the crowd. Surely, having found her after all this time, he couldn't possibly lose her again. But she was gone.